Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi, I'm Hilary, and this is the latest podcast from Adept English. Welcome to this podcast. If you're new to our podcast and you need to practice your understanding of spoken English, then we are here to help you improve your English. Check out our website at adeptenglish.com because there's a lot more listening material there for you. And if you're a regular listener, listen out for news on our podcast download service. This is something new which you might like. You'll hear about it during this podcast. If you do a lot of IELTS listening practice online, so that's International English Language Testing System. So if you do a lot of IELTS listening practice online, in the listening practice tests, you'll notice that there are often times and timings mentioned. Many of the IELTS listening practice online pieces are about travel. So it may be a conversation between two people about a train or about a bus or about how to get somewhere. It could also be about what time the swimming pool or the cinema is open and a conversation around booking tickets to something. So they'll always be part of the conversation and the questions which concern time and timings. So you'll probably have learned words for time fairly on in your English lessons. But let's do a recap and also take in the fact that in English people say the time in different ways. So the format that English speakers use for time on IELTS listening practice online tests can vary. So let's have a look at some of them. So a typical IELTS listening practice online test might have a conversation where someone is asking about catching a train. So an example of what you might hear, a person saying, the Southampton train leaves London Waterloo at 9:33 p.m. and gets into Basingstoke at 10:15. That's the kind of sentence you might hear in one of these tests. So let's just break that down a little. I'll say it again. The Southampton train leaves London Waterloo at 9:33 p.m. and gets into Basingstoke at 10:15. So that means that London Waterloo is the station that you're going to catch the train from. The end point, the final destination of the train, is Southampton. But you want to get off the train at Basingstoke. So you're not going all the way to Southampton. And the time that the train leaves Waterloo is 9:33 p.m. and it arrives at Basingstoke at 10:15. Okay, so hopefully that's understandable. Let's have a look at the different ways that we say time in the UK. So one of the ways we say time, as in the example I've just given, 9:33 means 33 minutes after 9. If we're looking at times for trains or buses, then they're often an odd minute. So the train might set off, might depart at 12:47 or 7:08. So we tend to use this way of saying the time if the minutes don't have a 0 or a 5 at the end. When you hear AM or PM, that's because in conversation, we usually use the 12-hour clock in the UK. So AM means between 12 midnight and 12 midday, and PM at the end tells us that it's between 12 midday and 12 midnight. Afternoon, if you like. So that's hopefully quite simple, and I imagine it will reflect the way that you say the time in your language. How else might we talk about the time? Well, in conversation, we might just say, just after 9:30, or even just after half past 9 in the evening. So that's the other way of saying 9:33 p.m. And the other way of saying 10:15. Yes, that's right. You've got that quarter past 10 or quarter past 10 in the evening. Where the time is on the hour, we say o'clock. So 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. And remember, o'clock is spelt O apostrophe C-L-O-C-K. I imagine originally it was of the clock, but we've shortened it. And then we count past the hour. So it's 9:05, it's 9:10, it's 9:15, all the way to 9:09. And then 5 minutes after 9:09, it's 9:25, 9:20, 9:45, etc., all the way up to 10 o'clock. So you're more likely to get this type of time telling in spoken English, in conversation. If you ask someone in the street the time, you'll probably hear this way of saying it. Or if you're asking for an opening or a closing time, it's unlikely that a shop will open at 9:33 or 9:37. It's much more likely to open on a whole number. So it's going to be something like 9:30 or 9:30 as the opening time. If it's tickets for a concert or the cinema, or what time the swimming pool or the library opens, then again, whole numbers, and you've got the choice. So you can say either way. You can say 9:30 or 9:30. You can say 11:45 or 11:45. They're conversational ways of talking about time. But if you're looking directly at a timetable, say for a bus, and you're answering questions for an IELTS listening practice online test, then bus times might be 7:38 or 10:26 or 11:51 with the odd minutes. So we'll say it that way. We wouldn't normally bother to work out that 9:33, ooh, that's 27 minutes to 10. That's too much hard work. So just to summarise, in conversation and where times end in 5 or 0, which is more likely for some things, we have the option to say both ways. And if we're looking at a timetable, we'll just say 12:48 or whatever instead. What about the 12-hour clock versus the 24-hour clock? We do use both in the UK, but it depends on the context. If you're in conversation, we mostly use the 12-hour clock. And as I've described, we tend to use AM or PM to show which half of the day we mean, whether it's 4 a.m. or 4 p.m. We might say 4 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. If you said to your friends in the UK, "We are going to go to the pub at 2100 hours, so using 24-hour clock, that would probably make them smile because it would sound so official, so formal. You're much more likely to say, "We're going to the pub at 9, or "We're going to the pub at 9 o'clock, are you coming?" Or you might say at 9 p.m, of course. However, you may find the 24-hour clock being used if timing needs to be very precise, like when you're dealing with a timetable. So you will have to deal perhaps with 24-hour clock format. So you'd read a timetable out loud as it's written, 2046 or 2150 or whatever. And notice for those times early in the morning using the 24-hour clock, we would say 0400 hours or 0800 for the o'clock times, for the times on the hour. If you're in conversation with someone, unless you're in the army and discussing a military manoeuvre, you probably wouldn't use the 24-hour clock. It's difficult for me to judge whether this is really obvious and easy for you, the listener, or whether you'd like more help on it. Why don't you email us or talk to us on Facebook and let us know whether this podcast was really, really simple and easy for you or whether it was difficult. It's hard for me to judge. I'm just pausing there to remind you of our new podcast service. All of our podcasts from day one of Adept English are available to download on our website. And you can still listen to the latest 75 podcasts on all our usual platforms. So that's iTunes, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Podbean, Stitcher, etc. But if you would like to download a pack of 50 podcasts all at one go really quickly onto your phone, then you can do that now on our website. It's a new service. There is a fee, but doing it this way saves you a lot of time. It would be a whole lot of hassle to download 50 podcasts one by one. It's a good idea because it means you'll use your dead time. If you're delayed, if you're late for something or you're waiting, it's great to have your mobile phone with you, and it's full of 50 Adept English podcasts that you haven't listened to before. And if you've joined us in the last year or so, there are probably quite a lot of podcasts that you've never heard. The early ones are still good, still worth listening to. Okay, so we're nearly done on times for IELTS tests. How about we do some pronunciation practice here? I've chosen a couple of sentences and I'll repeat them to you three times. Say them after me and try to follow my pronunciation. The Southampton train leaves London Waterloo at 9:33 and gets into Basingstoke at 10:15. The Southampton train leaves London Waterloo at 9:33 p.m. and gets into Basingstoke at 10:15. The Southampton train leaves London Waterloo at 9:33 and gets into Basingstoke at 10:15. You can catch the bus at 11:30 at the station and it takes 40 minutes to arrive in the town centre. You can catch the bus at 11:30 at the station and it takes 40 minutes to arrive in the town centre. You can catch the bus at 11:30 at the station and it takes 40 minutes to arrive in the town centre. The swimming pool opens at 8 a.m. and closes at 7 in the evening. The swimming pool opens at 8 a.m. and closes at 7 in the evening. The swimming pool opens at 8 a.m. and closes at 7 in the evening. So there you are. Some helpful input if you're using IELTS Listening Practice online tests to help you prepare for an exam. But also useful input for anyone wanting to be fluent in English and absolutely comfortable with saying times. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.